This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to head to Cleveland here coming up momentarily and be joined by Chico Borman to learn more about Amari Cooper. But before we do that, I just want to inform you guys. You guys know, or maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know, that Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla, she did a podcast a couple of days ago with Angel Reese. People weren't very happy about some of her comments. Rob, she is now on I Am Athlete to then respond to people's comments about her podcast. So she said this on a podcast, and now she has gone on another podcast to address what she said on the first podcast. For somebody who wants people to leave her alone and let her live her life, I don't know if this is the way to go about it. I just would leave that man and his girlfriend alone. He's moved on with his life. I don't know why you don't move on too, but you know what? I try to stay out of women's business. Let me go to the phone lines right now and be joined by one of my favorite people to talk to. He is in Cleveland today, Chico Borman. Chico, how you doing, my man?
Carrington, all I can say is she's upset now. Imagine what she's going to say when your review comes out for the holiday Hallmark movie. That apparently, did I read that right? Where it's basically going to be the gist of it. The plot is going to be a pop star who can never find Mr. Right, and then she meets Mr. Right, kind of like Taylor and Travis.
Yeah, that is going to be the plot of the movie. You know what I think it is? I think Kayla's mad that she couldn't go to Yankees Guardians yesterday. I think she saw that Taylor and Travis were just happy at that Cleveland Guardians game, and it's just really making her upset that she was at home.
Kayla might have more success than Josh Naylor at the plate these days, I can tell you that. That's a whole nother issue.
Right now we're talking to our guy Chico Borman. Chico, you know what? I saw a play in the Browns and Eagles game. Amari Cooper ran a simple curl route, and when he turned around, that ball sailed over his head and went out of bounds, and you could just tell by his body language that he was done playing with Deshaun Watson. He was done playing in Cleveland. I imagine that this news did not come as a shock to any of you that he finally got traded.
No, it didn't at all. And I mean, I think if you go back, C-Dot, back to the summer when the trade rumors started with San Francisco and Brandon Ayuk, and you know, look, Amari Cooper has been, always will be, the consummate professional. But I think anyone, it would probably, you know, bother you a little bit. He said all the right things coming back, but I think that played into it. And then I think, I think he had kind of had his fill of Deshaun, if you will, in terms of just the miscommunication. The offense has never really been on the same page. It's been like this since pretty much, you know, training camp. And it wasn't. I think this is the first clear sign, though, from the organization that, you know, we try to be 1-0 every week, as Kevin likes to say. I think this is the first indication that they're thinking about next year and beyond.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Borman, learning a little bit more about Amari Cooper, who's been traded to the Buffalo Bills. Are you happy with the compensation? Are you happy with what Cleveland got back in return?
I think you have to be. I mean, again, you never want this to happen because this is supposed to be an integral part of your team and was. But this season has been a disaster, so you end up getting a third, and I believe it's a seventh, a third in next year's draft, and that's more than what, you know, Dallas gave up in the beginning when they first got him. So I think the compensation is nice. You know, they've got to start doing something in the draft. I mean, you finally have a first round pick back, which unfortunately for Cleveland fans right now, if it ended today, would be number one. I don't know how to look at that, but you know, they've got to start doing some damage there. They gave up 3 ones, as we all know, for Deshaun Watson, and you know, I know, the whole world knows that if you're gonna build an NFL roster, giving up that many first round draft picks, those could really come in handy. But I think you've got to be pretty pleased with the compensation, and I think Buffalo obviously is pleased with, you know, getting that that great wide receiver for Josh Allen.
I know there's no way for you to definitively answer this question, but do you think there was any chance that Cleveland didn't want to trade him to Kansas City? That was an issue with Pittsburgh with Deontay Johnson. They didn't want him to go to Kansas City, but they also trade him to the NFC. We've seen some people on the text line say that, and my stance has been clear. Cleveland isn't in a position that they can be, well, hey, we're going to take the lesser of the two offers because we don't want to help Kansas City out. So you then trade him to Buffalo, another team who has a chance to win a championship. So I don't think that happened, but you're a lot closer to the situation. Do you think there's a chance that Cleveland just wouldn't trade Amari Cooper to Kansas City?
I don't think so. I think the Browns really, in this regard, Carrington, they tried to do well by guys that, you know, they traded and making sure that, you know, they're at least in a good situation. Obviously would have been in a good situation with KC. I don't know what the compensation was coming back. I know KC, I didn't hear anything about them offering a third. I don't know what you heard, but I really don't think that it really played into it. I think this, you know, has been rumored for a few weeks now. They got a great offer from Buffalo. And like I said, I do think if there's any kind of, if you want to call it silver lining, I do think that they wanted to make sure that Amari was going to a place in Kansas City. Obviously fits that description, but fits, you know, goes to a place where he has a chance to contend.
What are you guys going to do about your quarterback situation? I don't have to tell you it's bad. You have watched it far more than me. Like, Chico, I was at the point where I was mad at Red Zone for them even showing me Cleveland offensive drives. Like, they're not going to score a touchdown here. Show me a highlight if they score. But other than that, please keep them off my Chiefs bye week Red Zone. I don't want any parts of it. Again, I don't have to tell you about your quarterback situation. What's next for Cleveland at that position? They can't continue on for the next 3 years if it's this bad.
No, I mean, you would think. And I know the cap number is, you know, ridiculous. And money aside, just what we're seeing, and I know that's easier said than done, but money aside, your eyeballs, everything is telling you there is no way that this marriage is going to work. So I can't imagine that Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of this football team next year. I mean, there's talk about, you know, is Kevin Stefanski going to be back 1 year after coach of the year? I can't imagine that Deshaun's a guy. I would say, listen, if you're already looking at 2025 and beyond, and we know that's clear, we also know every week we roll our eyes when we hear the press conference. You know, Kevin Stefanski, I think speaking for Jimmy Haslam, but Kevin Stefanski saying, you know, Deshaun, we're not going to bench the quarterback. He gives us the best chance to win. Well, if you've already admitted, and like I said earlier, I think that the move of Amari Cooper proves that they're not in it to win it this year. So if that's the case, I mean, I don't know, put in DTR, put in Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and see what he can do. I don't think it's much of anything, but I think that's where you're at right now. And I think also you're starting to see, and I don't like to say, well, you know, look at these comments from outside the locker room, but Mitchell Schwartz, who played for years here, and you knew him well, obviously, in Kansas City, and he came out and he's like, you know, I think it's pretty clear those guys, they don't want to play for Deshaun. And it's probably not just Deshaun, it's the entire mess. But right now you have guys like Joe Bitonio, you have guys going out there that are putting it all on the line. And yet the message from the top is absolutely no way are we going to consider changing the quarterback. Well, you know, if the situation wasn't what it was in terms of what you gave up, in terms of what you guaranteed money-wise, would you really be saying that? So I think now if you haven't lost them already, you are perilously coming to that point. So, you know, which is it? If you're going to really start looking ahead and seeing what you have at the quarterback position, you know, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it didn't wow anybody. I don't think he's the answer, but I sure as heck don't think Deshaun Watson trotting him out there every week. It's just frustration more for him, more for the fans, more for his teammates. You gotta cut the cord at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.